Young people out of work, education or training for 6 months will have to do unpaid community work to get benefits, according to David Cameron. The Prime Minister said about 50,000 18 to 21-year-olds would be required to do daily work experience alongside job searching. They would be required to carry out 30 hours a week of mandatory community work. So, should unemployed young people be made to do volunteer work in order to claim benefits? Well, the Conservative MP, Alex Shelbrooke, is with us this morning. Morning to you, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Carmel Gates, the former president of NPSA. Good morning to you, Carmel.
Morning, Stephen.
What's wrong with asking them to do unpaid community work in order to teach them the values of getting up, getting out of the house, getting to a job on time, getting their project on time? What's wrong with it, Carmel?
No, it's about exploitation, Stephen. And I suspect that this is another Tory soundbite to try and steal votes from UKIP, because they're beginning to panic now that UKIP's going to take their votes. So really what they're doing is, this is a ploy, an election ploy, to attract those UKIP voters who probably believe that young people should be in national service and conscripted into the army. There isn't any benefit to young people from this. It's pure exploitation. But not only that, it's actually impractical. It is impossible to work out how you're going to send these people to this community service. And the other question that I would ask Alex...
But what's wrong? No, but tell me what's wrong with the community service, Carmel.
Well, firstly, the community service, I would like Alex to tell me what kind of jobs it would be, because they're probably somebody's real job. A lot of people do community service. They do community service in a sense as their job. So are they going to be sending them out to cut grass? Are they going to be sending them out to paint houses? Those are jobs. Those are real jobs that people get paid for. So I would like Alex to tell me what sort of work you'd be expecting these people to do. It is pure exploitation. There is no benefit for the young people. And what it's going to do is alienate those young people who are wanting to work, who are wanting real jobs. And one of the things that I would like to mention is, I'm very disappointed to hear from our minister in Northern Ireland that he is not going to challenge zero-hour contracts, which 28,000 people are in Northern Ireland are in zero-hour contract jobs. Young people want real jobs, Stephen. This myth that they want to sit at home, sit on the dole, lounge about doing nothing, it's just a myth.
Okay, go on, Alex.
People want jobs, houses,
okay.
They want cars.
Alex Shelbrooke, go ahead.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think it's laughable to try and make out that it's anything to do with UKIP as a complete joke. But let's be serious about what we're talking about here. If someone is out of work for 6 months, we know that mental health, depression, areas like that start to creep in. And people tend to don't want to leave the house. They get caught into a cycle. What this is about is saying that you've got to go to job seekers and be looking actively for a job. But also, it's about making sure that you're doing something active at the same time. It's not working for free. There are benefits being paid out as well. At the ages of 18 to 21, very little national insurance has been paid. So in the original concept of you paid into national insurance and it was there as an insurance scheme to pay if you fell on hard times. And also, let's fundamentally remember here, is that one thing employers do like is to see that a young person has a discipline to get up, to go out to work. And are we really saying that we want to write off an 18 to 21-year-old after 6 months out of work and say, well, we'll see you at the job centre once a week, but other than that, you just sit at home?
Are you really saying you want to exploit them for cheap labour?
I don't think it's exploitation in the slightest. I think that
are they getting minimum wage?
No, but they're getting benefits.
Why not?
They're getting the benefits.
Why not pay
them
minimum wage for the 6 months?
Because they're on benefits. It's not about basically extending the jobs out there and increasing the public sector.
It is work, isn't it? You're teaching them the values of work, aren't you? You're teaching them what work feels like, aren't you?
There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people in this country who do unpaid voluntary work and contribute to the community.
And they voluntarily do that.
But if you are out of work and if you're claiming benefits, then, you know, why just say it's fine? We don't mind you sitting at home until a job
comes. What type of work are we talking about, Alex? What type of work?
I think that detail has to be further defined, and I would openly put my hands up and say that the actual detail of that hasn't been done yet.
So it is just a soundbite.
Why not?
Hasn't been thought through at all then.
Sorry, Stephen.
It's just a soundbite then. It hasn't been thought through at all. You don't even know what type of work
it
is.
Well, in terms of what other work programmes have done, when I look around my city of Leeds, there's a lot of litter picking work to be done. There's a lot of general upkeep of the city.
Litter picking?
The community. There are jobs. I mean, it's all very well saying that it's taking somebody else's job, but it's not being done now. So they are areas to be looked at. What I'm saying is, in terms of the range of jobs that could be done, that detail hasn't been fleshed out as yet.
So litter picking, let's take that as an example, okay? So there are people whose job it is to pick up litter.
Yes.
And you'll be asking an 18 to 21-year-old to maybe do an eight-hour day, forcing them to go out, pick up litter, or they get their benefits cut. And you don't give them minimum wage, and you don't pay them, and you don't teach these 18 to 21-year-olds. If you do a fair day's work, you get a fair day's pay. The rich Tories send the young, vulnerable kids out to pick up litter, and if they don't do it, you take their means to feed themselves away from them.
But also, you make them see that if they go more actively and they're at the job centre and they're working hard to get a job, actually, with this experience behind you and showing that you're doing something, you stand more chance of getting into work and picking up that area. Because, you know, let's not get away from what the alternative is. The alternative is that people just sit at home. Once they've done their bit at the job centre, they go and sit at home.
And that's fair enough, Carmel. Is it not better a youngster being out there rather than sitting watching Jeremy Kyle?
No, well, young people want real jobs. You see, if the Tories actually cared about the mental health and well-being of young people, they would be out there creating real jobs for them. The unemployed the percentage of people unemployed hasn't changed by anything that the Tories have done in the last 4 years. They continue stubbornly to remain unemployed because what they're trying to do is exploit young people. And when you ask them about...
I'm going to interrupt you.
So just, bit of manners, you couldn't say what jobs there were because this is not thought out. Litter picking is actually somebody's job. People are employed to do this. The minimum wage. No, let me finish. The other question was about the wage. It is absolutely ridiculous. A young person's minimum wage for a 16 to 18-year-old is $3.79. One of the things the Tories also announced yesterday was that they're going to force people into apprenticeships at $2.73 an hour. So... they are going to, not only are they going to make them do community service for nothing, they are then going to say that if they don't do that, they're going to go into an apprenticeship for $2.73 an hour, which is absolute exploitation. Now,
the flip side of that is, if you want to pay the minimum wage and then get them to go and pay for the training, then obviously that's going to cost more than an apprenticeship. But let's just get a few facts laid down here. We saw the figures yesterday.
Let them finish. The
level of youth unemployment in the last 5 years. We've bringing in policies where anyone under the age of 21, an employer doesn't have to pay national insurance on them. If you're in an apprenticeship, an employer won't have to pay national insurance up to the age of 25. These are positive policies to try and help young people get into the world of work. And they are policies which simply didn't exist when we were even in the boom times and youth unemployment was growing. The nettle has to be grasped and things need to be done.
Why hasn't the unemployed rate for young people gone down then? If that's the case,
the unemployed rate for young people has gone down. Well, let's not forget, we've come through the worst economic circumstances for decades.
No, the unemployed rate. There are fewer people unemployed in Britain. Well, because technically there are more people now in informal jobs. But in terms of the headline grabbing rate, unemployment for adults has gone down. But for young people, it has remained exactly the same, and that's not even taking account of the young people who are in zero-hour contracts, informal jobs, who don't count in the register, but aren't actually in real jobs. So the Tories have been massaging the figures, and now they want to blame young people for a crisis in a system caused by them and their rich bankers' friends.
Well, I mean, we all know that's a nonsense because we know that the last Labour government was spending £80 billion during the boom times, and when the economy crashed, the country was left terribly exposed. And it's taken time to rebalance the economy and creating over 2 million private sector jobs. So let's not have that argument.
All right, here's Keith this morning. Morning, Keith. Go ahead. 8459-555-678.
Stephen, I think that those young people, that if they're being asked to go out to work for an eight-hour day, they should be at least expected to receive the minimum wage for 6 months. And then at least at the end of that 6 months, when they're out doing their shopping and doing their socialising and that, they're putting money back.
But Alex's point is they're already getting their benefits.
Yes, sir, but so is a lot of other people older than that. So does everybody go out to work then? Do we put everybody out for free? Tell me this, Stephen, I want to ask you one question. What is the minimum wage, what is the minimum take-home pay in Northern Ireland? What is the average?
The average take-home pay in Northern Ireland?
Yes, the average take-home pay in
This is off the top of my head. I don't know is the answer to that. When I was doing a programme on Five Live there recently, the average take-home pay throughout the whole of the UK was something like $25,000.
$25,000.
I don't know what it is in Northern Ireland. I suspect it might be less in Northern Ireland.
It averages out about £400 to £500 a week.
Yeah.
But I put a challenge out to your listeners here today. How many ordinary working class people that works in Tesco's, works for the council, works for the education board, how many of those people are taking home over £250 a week? Because I certainly, and I work 30 hours a week and I take home £1,100 per month. So I'd love to know where these figures are coming from.
Why, Alex Shelbrook, does this Tory party policy only apply to 18 to 21-year-olds, targeting young people now? If it's the right policy, why doesn't it apply to anyone on benefits for 6 months?
Two reasons. First of all, there's not likely to have been much national insurance contribution, which older people have paid in. It works within that national insurance idea. Secondly, it's about making sure that young people have something which they can take to an employer and say, I was unemployed, I was struggling to find a job, but I was doing this work, I was getting up, I was going out, and I proved myself to be somebody who works and you raise above what's going on now. Something I just want to be absolutely precise on, Stephen, when you just mentioned about the apprenticeship rate of £2.73 an hour. An apprenticeship is a training scheme which will allow people to have a career in a job. And I can tell you, Stephen, that I've been in my constituency almost 2 decades. I know many young people who some of them didn't really get on at school. And I've seen those kids completely grow as adults by getting into an apprenticeship scheme. And to simply say that, oh, it's only £2.73 an hour and it's awful, there's so much worth around an apprenticeship scheme. And we know that people who have gone through apprenticeship schemes generally will be earning better wages.
Okay, here's Vincent in Belfast. Morning, Vincent.
Morning.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if this idea gets established and every 6 months we're going to have a new wave of young men and women coming in doing these community service jobs like putting grass, picking rains, picking litter up, which we already have council workers fully employed for. What happens to them full-time council workers when the government realise that they have an on-empty load of young children coming out that the government doesn't have to pay them?
It's a fair point, Carmel, isn't it?
Absolutely, I agree 100%. It is absolutely ridiculous that the Tories are going to be exploiting young people. Young people want real jobs. They want to be in education or they want to be in a real job. They've been priced out of education with tuition fees, and not just tuition fees, but the cost of maintaining themselves at university. They have been resigned to a future on the dole because there aren't any jobs, because an economy that is in crisis and young people being exploited and zero-hour contracts. And I have to say, I'm disappointed that Stephen Farry has announced that he's not going to do anything about that. I would like to see our Assembly tackling the issue, creating real jobs for young people, socially useful work. Let them start actual house building. We need social housing. We need more schools. We need to develop an infrastructure.
Carmel, thank you. Alex, I want to ask you just one final question before we end today on a different matter. Just while you're on, recently the Stormont Assembly has done this deal where they're going to set aside £500 million over 6 years to offset welfare reform impacts. How do you feel as a Conservative MP on the other side of the water about Northern Ireland having the most generous welfare system in the whole of the UK?
Well, I mean, it's a more difficult situation in Northern Ireland because there was far more greater reliance on the public sector in Northern Ireland than in other areas, and we're trying to bring in policies to grow that. So I think in Northern Ireland that this transition money, as we change the systems, is probably a good backstop to the difficult situation which occurs. But we are seeing growth in the private sector in Northern Ireland, but of course we're coming from a different size of the situation compared to Wales.
So you think it'll only be temporary? You think at the end of the day we'll have the same welfare system as the rest of the UK, do you?
I think eventually that would be the aim, but of course you can only do that.
Who's the aim? Your aim or the local Stormont's?
Sorry, Stephen.
Your aim or the Tory government's?
I think we want to see the whole of the United Kingdom grow its economy.
All right. We've got to leave it there, but Alex, thank you. Carmel, thank you.